Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning. And welcome to The Harvest. We are so glad you are able to join us today. We hope today's program honors our Lord by blessing you with information and inspiration for this week. I am Hans, and I am seated next to, surprise, surprise, my best friend, Amy.
I didn't hear you clear enough. Can you say that again?
My best friend.
Much better.
Yeah, with a speech impediment. It's always more endearing.
This is where, almost 30 years of being together looks like. It's a little scary.
Is this what it looks like?
Yeah, this is what it looks like.
You would think it should look better.
You think.
At least my part.
Are we starting to look alike? That's what I'm wondering. Speaking of looks.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah. I have something else. Okay, go ahead.
So somebody.
I always get thrown under the bus. The very start of our show.
Well, first of all, I just want to say good morning to everyone.
Oh, yeah.
And let's not forget, I've been forgetting lately. I don't want to forget to thank Senior Provisions. And Senior Provisions, if you've not heard of our company, we are a family-owned, faith-based senior care placement agency. We have advisors all over the area that are local neighborhood advisors. It will help you navigate at no cost through senior care options. So if you have any questions about senior care, you can reach out to us at seniorprovisions.com. And in fact, Laura will answer the phone and return your email. And if you'd like to call her, you can call her at 888-979-8783. We would love to help you on your senior care journey. So thank you, Senior Provisions, for sponsoring our show. Now, back to your face.
My face.
Back to your face. So we've enjoyed a beard, goatee, mustache for, it's almost been like 5 years now.
It's been some duration.
And all of a sudden, you decide to shave.
Don't act like you don't have any ownership of this.
But you come into the office, and I didn't even notice.
No, and I was just pelting her with annoying questions and phrases. And
trying to get my attention.
Trying to get her to look at my face and okay, you're going to finally make eye contact with me?
Well, and then when I finally saw your face, and I love your face. I've seen your face for almost 30 years, and I love your face. I was like, I don't like it. I'm sorry, but I'm so used. Now, it's grown on me.
So it's out there. Great. I'm glad we have a larger venue to share this.
So statement. Today is about marriage and tackling the tough question. I was teasing. But anyway, it says it's a spring shave.
Yeah, let's call it that.
It's a spring shave. It's good.
Right, so your ownership in this is both her and my daughter were looking at family photos of us, pre-marriage.
Dating.
Early on, yeah, dating and early on in our marriage and with young children. And, all of those have me as a freshly shaven, stunning specimen of a man.
A specimen. That's good.
And so I've had since, started growing whatever this is and was. And then they started looking at me. It's like, maybe you ought to shave. Maybe we need to revisit that stunning specimen.
It normally starts with our 13-year-old redhead. She plants the seed and then she continues to nurture it until we comply. And next thing I know, you're walking in the office completely barefaced.
Yes. You make it sound like it's a unseemly state to be in, but okay.
Okay. So
did you have your fun?
Yes, I had my fun.
Oh,
and just for the record, and this is, this is official because we're on the radio. Mm. I love your face.
So, okay.
Moving on.
Wow. It's always painful. All right. So not to be boastful, but we have done it with this show. We have done it. Ponce de Leon has tried. Mm. Jack LaLanne had a slight beat on it.
Mm-hmm.
George Burns might have caught a glimpse of it. But we all know what happened to Enoch.
Ooh, Enoch. Okay, I love where you're going with
this. So today we have found that essence rare we have found the fountain of youth, and it is friendship.
Friendship.
Man, I took you down this path.
Yes.
Only to lead you to the obvious.
I love it. Oh, my goodness. So today we are talking about friendship.
Indeed.
Before you turn off the radio and before you turn off the podcast, we've got some really good stuff to talk about friendship. And we're exploring it because it is so important as you age to have friends. And what does friendship do to you physically, mentally, spiritually? And most importantly, you know, let's first start as we do with what does God say about friendship?
Yes. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up.
I love that.
Mm.
So it shows the value of it. You know, this can relate to marriage. This can relate to siblings. This can relate to, but it is that special, unique relationship that we're going to talk about. And I can't help but think about the falling down part.
Maybe that should have been our story.
That's got to be a quick story, though,
because
we have a lot to cover.
Goodness. All right. So we went to undergraduate school together. We were high school sweethearts. Now you know the whole story.
Yeah, you know what the problem is.
And we were in St. Louis, and there was an incredible ice storm during both of our days at campus, at college. And we had, for just an amazing coincidence, shared a class in the evening together, and we were walking across campus to go to this class.
Downhill.
And I was trying to walk on the grass because the sidewalk was a sheet of ice.
Yes.
But she insisted on walking on the sidewalk.
Yes, without my skates.
Yes. And so,
needless to say, gravity began to pull me down.
She goes down.
I went down hard.
And for me, unfortunately, had interlocked arms, and those arms did not relax.
No.
They pulled me down.
Well, you seem like you would be strong enough to hold me up. That was my thought process.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that was a fantastic thought process.
We went down together.
Yeah, we did.
Together.
So, that's so sweet.
And we needed one more friend to help pull us both back up.
Yes.
So that's our ice story.
There,
we tell that story all
the time.
There
should have been our banter. But
yes.
No, you had to bring
I'm
up my
sorry.
Face. I have a face for radio and a voice for silent film.
Oh, I don't see that on here. Christian's face is going to hurt today from laughing so hard. So let's talk about friendship.
Yes.
Okay, so as we age, I mean, you and I have talked about this quite a while, off and on throughout the years, that through different seasons of our lives, it's sometimes difficult to make friends and keep friends. And I think I have some friends that I had when the kids were little that I don't really have anymore, not because we broke up or there's anything wrong with them. Certainly nothing wrong with me.
Certainly could not be.
But we had that shared moment, and then our lives kind of went separate.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like that when in this day and time we move away from family, and so we have these friends become even more important that are in our circle, mm-hmm. in our social network, and our church fellowship. Even our neighbors. I mean, we recently moved, and we moved away from some amazing neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
And that was more of a support system than we really kind of took, you know, we didn't take it for granted, but we miss it.
Right.
We miss those friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And as we age, we, you know, we have a lot of life transitions.
Well, and I want to go back because you're already trying to lead me through. But, you know, it's statistically supported that our relationships with family become less important with age, and our relationships with friends or friendships become more important.
Mm.
So it's just a natural proven out consequence of our life evolving. So to that point, also what makes it more important is that as we age, we do experience more life transitions and life challenges. Friends move away, or we move away from friends. We retire and lose the relationship of our coworkers. We are, unfortunately, more likely to experience a widowed state or divorce. So we have a loss of what is likely to be your closest friend. And then we have health-related limitations. We can no longer participate in this, that, or the other, and you lose friends through that process. So our friendships become more important as a support system to carry us through those.
Mm. And that's, I mean, we kind of alluded to it in our story about, you know, kind of falling down. But this is exactly what the scripture talks about, that friends that are around us help physically sometimes support us. I saw the most beautiful display of friendship this past week when I went and did some visitation at the hospital. And this, and, you know, keep everyone's privacy kept. But we had a friend that was there at the hospital all week, side by side with her friend in the ER. Mm-hmm. And she helped her get her gown on. She helped her to the restroom. Just a beautiful, beautiful display of exactly what the scripture embodies. And I think God's intention. So I think that a friendship helps reduce our stress. It helps us avoid some unhealthy habits. I mean, sometimes your friend could be the one who gives you the big chocolate bar. But you're also the friend who says, you know what? Let's go get salad. Mm-hmm. So friends have a great positive influence on our body, our soul. When we're down, they're the ones that can come alongside you and exhort you and say, listen, be encouraged. Take heart. Don't be afraid. We got this.
Right.
So I love it. It is the fountain of youth.
It is. We've discovered it. And we're sharing it with you the moment we discovered it.
Mm. Well, we talked a little bit about how friendship is a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were talking, you said it so beautifully yesterday. We were talking about this.
Yeah, pre-recording, of course. But yesterday, I'm sure I said it so eloquent, but you know, it's friendships are a relationship, and all relationships require work. But the fruits of your labor turn a relationship into fellowship. It's your opportunity to celebrate and commemorate life's gifts and also get support and encouragement through life's challenges. And they are worth the investment of time. So after the break, we're going to talk about how to nurture, what I like to say is cultivate.
Cultivate. I love that.
Friendships.
So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand. Stand by me. Stand by me. It's the sky that we look upon.
My dad grew up during the Depression, served his country, worked hard, and always took care of us. Now he needs care, and I can't do it alone. I made the mistake of looking online for help. Suddenly, my inbox was full, and my phone was ringing off the hook with salespeople. I even spoke with a nice young girl who clearly knew as little about senior care as I did. She was already setting up tours to see facilities before she knew anything about my dad. To make things worse, his private information was shared with everyone. After hearing my nightmare, a neighbor told me to call Senior Provisions.
Senior Provisions believes that you and your dad deserve better. Our experienced advisors will spend the time to understand your needs and provide true solutions while protecting your privacy. Now that is true advocacy. We are Senior Provisions, helping Georgia families find senior care. This is too important to trust to just anyone. Call us today, 888-979-TRUE, 888-979-8783.
As long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me.
Welcome back to The Harvest. Man, oh man, is that good.
That is good. I like that.
Well, this week we've been talking about friendships. And the first half of the segment, we've talked about the significance of them and how there are, as you age, a greater significance to friendships over family relationships. And we talked about the benefits of friendship and biblical foundation of friendship. And now we're going to talk about how do we cultivate friendships.
When we were talking about the show, I said, I don't know about that word, cultivate. I said, why can't we just say, how do you make friends?
It's a powerful word.
It is. And now I kind of see your logic in it, because the good news is it is about the quality and not the quantity.
Yes.
And about nurturing and what you do to that friendship. And I know you're laughing at me, but I'm totally getting
well,
it now.
Yeah. I mean, it's
totally
all right in front of you. But
I mean, that's what you want. That is really where the rubber meets the road, is a friendship that's not a shallow friendship, a friendship that is deep, a friendship that you can trust, a friend that you can go to and you know, even confess to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow, how powerful is that? If you have someone in your life.
Shared experiences.
Absolutely. History. Yes, interests are important. And I know friendship building and cultivating friendships probably looks a little different for men and women. I think men, I always kind of hear this shoulder to shoulder thing. Some of the best friendships you have right now are your co-laboring at church and your basketball and your tennis. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And you have those conversations and you think, well, how deep can you get on the tennis court? You know, I think it's the conversations you're having before and after and, you know, how are things going at work? You know, you can play, but you also have those conversations. Hey, pray for me. I've got something coming up going on.
So, absolutely. I didn't want to step on this. The good news is it's about quality and not quantity. So now you need to know where to go and find those quality friends. So we've kind of tipped our hand a little bit. Of course, if you are in a faith community, there are immense opportunity there where you have fellowship, you have a relationship in common. And there are functions and opportunities in a church, volunteering, Bible studies, to reach people that are like-minded and have the same value set that you have.
And, you know, for those that are older adults that are out in the community that maybe don't go to a regular faith community, I saw them yesterday. We did a health expo out in Snellville, and we invited the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... They had 8 people show up, volunteers.
Yeah.
And so then they came over and they had set up their table and they were talking to people. And I mean, it was the most popular booth at the expo. Come and do this exercise class. Come and do this trip with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I wanted to join. And I sat there listening to a lot of older adults that had come to the expo, and they were all talking about, oh, we've got to go over and get signed up for stuff at the senior center. And so great opportunity and clubs, hobbies. Mm-hmm. You know, I recently picked back up a hobby that I had when I was very young that I never took back up. And, you know, raising children, you just don't have time sometimes to do all the things that you used to do. And we're going to have a guest on in a couple of weeks about talking about pursuing your dreams later in life. I can't wait to have her on.
Yeah.
But and we'll talk about her towards the end of the show. But the you know, maybe it's writing, maybe it's sewing. Find people that have that shared hobby and interest. That's a great place to start.
Exactly. Well, and also let's bring back in God's word. Thankfully, friendships are a give and take. They are a building up of each other. So we have a purpose, and we also. So we get to give and receive.
Mm-hmm.
And Proverbs is just full of relational scripture. So Proverbs 27:17 is iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Proverbs 17:17, a friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity.
Oh, I love that. I a brother, a sister, I think about my sisters, that we... Not only, you know, kind of have that shared history, but we're friends. You know, our friendship, I'm so grateful for my sisters. And I know you have brothers equally, and you have a shared history. You do. You have someone that when you have adversity, you and you may have a broken, friendship with one of your siblings out there. I might be speaking exactly to you right now. But it's not broken. Because we have a God that sits on a throne that says relationships are important and he thinks that they're important. And in this wisdom that comes to us through Proverbs, so I would encourage you, if you do have any broken friendships out there, and I encourage you, if you have those relationships that are maybe just surface relationships, be in prayer that God would draw you closer to one another, that you would have peace among each other, and that you would love at all times. Mm-hmm. That's a great command. So where do we meet friends?
Right. So let's get to the heart of the issue. It is about a mindset. And so that mindset has to be, say yes.
Mm.
Be the inviter. Don't be the one waiting for the invitation.
Ooh, that's a trap. So many times we get our feelings hurt. Well, nobody invited me, you know, or I wasn't asked to sit at that table. I mean, it happens at our age. It happens.
We get our grown adults.
Grown adults.
We all have feelings.
We do. And you know, that's just a lie. Mm-hmm. So be the one who is doing the inviting. I love that.
Yep. RSVP. Yes. So these are all going to be short and sweet, but I think carry a lot of weight. So say yes to those opportunities. Walk into them. Join a Sunday school class if you have not or you are not participating in one. They're logically set up for age groups and walking in certain seasons. So you're going to share a lot of things with those people that are part of that group, and it's a whole new full class.
And try a few Sunday school classes. I mean we've probably tried them all.
Yep.
And we finally landed on the one that starts late. So it works out really good for us. But everyone starts late. So we have that in common.
Yes. Take a college course. Expand your knowledge and education and be around a whole different group of people. Volunteer. You know, find those things that through raising children, raising a husband. We'll go ahead and say that.
Did you say raising a husband? Raising a wife.
Yes. But you have that time now to pour into something that is near and dear to your heart. And God knows that there are tons of vacancies out there.
I love this next one. Join a gym. One of my best friendships that I had when the kids were younger was another mom that we, you know, got the kids on the bus and we started yep. walking. And sometimes we had a stroller in front of us walking, and sometimes we had the dog, but walking and talking and, you know, sharing each other's Bible studies that we were doing. It was great.
Okay. So those are like activities and places to be and do to consider. Now let's talk about the heart. So be prepared. This is simple. Smile. Be inviting. Listen up. We are all, for the most part, speaking our heart and revealing things about our shortcomings, our needs, that are opportunities for people to step into. So be that person to listen for that opportunity. Open up.
I was just going to say, you got to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Be trustworthy. Be someone who is dependable and trustworthy, because that's what you're going to attract.
Mm-hmm.
Be available.
Yep.
You know, we are in bad. I said this yesterday at the health fair. I said, we have no problem being consistently bad. Why do we have a problem being consistently good and doing the good, healthy things?
I ask that about you all the time.
We have to break some bad habits. Well,
and be faithful.
And
we
be
cannot
faithful.
Not say be faithful.
Well, I love this. It really is a fountain of youth. In cultivating a powerful friendship in your harvest season is going to help you in so many ways, physically, spiritually. It reminds me of John 15:15. I no longer call you servant. This is what Jesus is saying. For the servant does not know what the master's doing. Now I've called you my friend.
Mm.
And because of that, you're going to know what the Father is saying and what he's doing if you just ask. And, you know, I just want to encourage you all to value friendships today. Seek out the people that are in God has put in your life and love on them and serve one another. What a great show. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any questions about any of our shows, you can go and listen to some previous shows at seniorprovisions.com. And Philippians 4:19 tells us that God will supply your needs today according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And there is no better provision nor friend than we have in Christ Jesus himself. God bless you. We love you and have a great week.